I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. The FAA Modernization Act, signed into law in February of 2012, includes a requirement that the FAA integrate unmanned aircraft into national air system by September 2015. Gretchen West with the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International.
We hope that the agriculture community will be one of the first to be able to utilize this technology. We've started talking with the agriculture community, and these systems, while the endurance is, for smaller systems, while the endurance isn't very, very long, they can still be used very efficiently, and they're usually a lot less expensive than using a manned aircraft. Yamaha, actually, is one of the major manufacturers in Japan that uses an unmanned helicopter for all of the crop spraying. The majority of crop spraying actually in Japan takes place by an unmanned aircraft. So companies such as Yamaha really are looking at the United States potential once the airspace opens up for commercial applications, because there are a variety of different ways that you can use a technology, not just for crop spraying, but just for monitoring crops, looking for where pests are located and things of that nature. Industry, the manufacturers have some systems that are ready and willing, I would say, to be put to use by the agriculture community. But it really rests right now on the shoulders of the FAA in allowing these flights to take place.
Best case scenario, what would the timetable be for implementation here?
Well, our hope is that, when the deadline in September 2015 comes around, our hope is that there will be commercial applications. We hope that, the agriculture community will be one of the first to be able to utilize this technology. We recently did a study based on the timeline with the FAA, and assuming that the FAA allows commercial applications by 2015, by that deadline, we're seeing an $80 billion economic impact over a 10-year period, and 80% of that, we believe, is going to be in the agriculture market. So really, as far as future use of this technology in the United States, agriculture is going to be is going to have the largest market share.
If people would like more information or to get involved in this,
they can visit our website at auvsi.org. We also have another website called increasinghumanpotential.org, which highlights the various benefits, commercial benefits of the technology, civil and commercial benefits. So it goes into more detail about agriculture, first responders, talks about some of the uses, potential uses, and the benefits of the technology.
Gretchen West with the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America.